Greetings. The Lord gave me a message that I think you guys need to hear. You see, right now, I don't know what anybody else is going through, but I am going through Satan's sabotage. Let me tell you how he sabotages you. He wants to keep you in a low vibrational state, meaning that you're not very productive, meaning that your provisions and your blessings are put on hold because of your low vibration. Good tactic. When your money's funny, you can't help but to be at a low vibration, especially when you have bills that need to be paid that aren't getting paid because the enemy wants to play games because he's scared that you carry a message that's gonna help God get two or three people in his kingdom. Yes, that's pathetic. That sounds really pathetic, but this is who the enemy is. He is the king of pettiness. If he was so powerful, why would he need to shut up the chosen ones? Why would you need to hinder the chosen ones if you are so Billy Bad Butt? Why would you need to do that? You see, I don't know whether it's your love life, your finances, your health, whatever it is. If you are a chosen one, a certified chosen one, a person that knows that they have a calling on their life to do something big that is going to help further God's kingdom and not be on Satan's agenda, then know that right now you are being sabotaged. You know, you wake up in the morning and you want to feel good, you want to feel great, but then you always got this lingering feeling coming over you because the enemy is so busy trying to make sure he keeps you oppressed and keeps you down and keeps his goons in business. You see, his goons are just as idiotic as he is because, number one, anyone who signs up to be an agent of Satan needs to check their temperature because, number one, he's already lost. But for some reason, I think he thinks that if he gets the numbers, which he already does have the numbers, that he's going to be able to overthrow God after all these cheating tactics that he's pulled to keep us in a low vibrational state of mind. You see, it's hard to pray when you're worried about something getting cut off or them coming to get your car or this. And it's really hard to keep your eyes on God. But somehow, some way, you got to find that strength to do it because understand the enemy is sabotaging you. He does not play fair. He already thinks that he has this in the bag. See, what the world calls narcissistic is living in the flesh. When you live in the flesh, that means you let the flesh take over with pleasures and loving thyself and doing what you feel that you want to do. Basically, you are want to be your own God. That is what a narcissist truly is. They want to be their own God. They want to be their own boss. They want to be higher than God. And that's what the enemy thinks he is, higher than God. What I don't understand is how you are a created creature just like I am, but yet you think that you're going to be more than your creator. Doesn't make sense. But this is the enemy. So he comes after God's chosen ones. You see, understand, the enemy cannot be all places at all times like God can. So he has a system set up already. He has goons working for him. He has agents of chaos. He has his imps, his djinns, his demons, whatever you want to call them. He already has them in line in your life acting right now, especially if you're a chosen one. Because he never wants you to get out of that place. You see, now that I know who I am And I mean my identity in Christ, not the one that I had to let die. Because our old identity, in order for us to step into what God has for us, our inheritance, we have to let die that old person. You see, the enemy is strictly holding on to me because God gave me gifts. Ain't that something? God gives us gifts. And the devil does everything in his power to steal from God by affecting you. I don't understand how you didn't give somebody something, but yet you want to steal it. And it's been going on since the beginning of time. The devil has been a thief. He's not good for anything but stealing, killing, and destroying things. And so if he is in your life and you are facing a battle right now, I'm going to give you a little advice. Number one, the message that God wants me to release is that if you need to repent, you need to repent. For whatever you remember, you might not remember. Because when we dream, we don't know what's going on when we dream. My dreams have been affected ever since I've moved, but that's a whole nother story. You see, the enemy has jumped through hoops to try to keep me from knowing who I was in Christ. And now that I know who I am in Christ, he's doing everything in his power to prevent me from getting God's word out. But see, I don't care what it takes to get God's word out. I'm going to get God's word out because at the end of the day, we have to serve our purposes regardless. Do you understand that hell already knows about us? He knows that God has a certain group of chosen ones. Yes, I'm going to put us up there with Moses and Noah and all the greats. There are a certain group of chosen ones that the enemy is doing everything in his power to suppress, to keep us down, to keep us in low vibrations, to keep us in debt. Anything that he can do to stop us from getting to the next level in our life, which means to help other people find their way through this darkness. Let's please understand, the world is not going to get any better. It's not. The world is dying. Why do you want to sign up to be a part of a dying world? I don't know. It's not for me to understand. I am only here for the ones that want to find their way through, that want to get on a good path with Christ. Understand, being a Christian or a God follower is not the easiest thing in the world to do. Especially when we live in a world that is so transactional, that is so fickle. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not the popular thing to do. But I've always been the type of person to dance to my own music. So I think I'll do the unpopular thing, because the popular thing is going to get you sent to hell. You're going to have a life of hell. What I know about hell? Let me tell you what I know about hell. I know hell is a place that never gets sleep. They stay up all day and all night trying to find ways to trick God's chosen ones and God's people. You see, that is why the enemy has such a stronghold on mankind, is he never sleeps. And he is constantly doing something. But understand, look at the patterns. Because just know the enemy is never going to use anything new, because he can't. But he will use something in your life that, number one, you think no one is paying attention to. If you have a secret hidden sin you think no one knows about, he's going to find some place that is weak that he is going to feed off of, him and his goons. Understand, the devil cannot do anything by himself. Know that. He needs an audience. He needs that. That's his ego. You know, anyone that knows anybody that's narcissistic, quote, quote, living in the flesh, they should know that everything is about their ego, what makes them feel good. So know that. The devil will never do anything new to you. It will always be something that you're not paying attention to. in your life that he's going to come after. And anything he feels he has a right to, he's going to use. He's a legalist. Remember that. Then another thing about hell. Now, you think you're already suffering being a chosen one here on earth? Just imagine if you let the enemy make you misstep, or you choose to not take the path, the chosen path that God has given you, and you end up there. Can you imagine the tortures that they have for us? Just imagine it. There are demons right now salivating, thinking about a chosen one coming down there so they can tell you, oh yeah, you failed. Ah, you couldn't get through this. There is nothing that you cannot do with Christ. There is nothing that you cannot do. If God puts you in a position of power, trust and believe, he knew already that you could do it. He knew us before he formed us. He knew that. So please understand that it does not stop because the enemy says it stops. You see, you are important to God. That is the only reason the enemy is here. He is such a hater. He cannot stand for God to have nothing. All these years, you would think, these centuries, that you would think that he'd allow God to come out on top. But he's not going to do that because he is the orchestrator of confusion. If you are confused about something right now, know that that is not of God. God is not an orchestrator of confusion. God is exact. He's intentional. He's very intentional. There's no sidestepping with God. If you're chosen and you know it, you need to do your job. You need to step into the light. Ask for help. That's what they're there for. Do you know we have angels at our beck and call? Angels. To where all we got to do is say, God, I need angels. I need help. I need help down here. Understand right now, hell is not a place none of us should try to go to. Do you know that in hell you will relive the most embarrassing parts of your life? And not only that, if you have something down here going on that hasn't been handled, do you know that the enemy is going to sit there and let you watch it like a movie? Say, for instance, you got a daughter being abused. You end up going to hell. That scene of your child being abused is going to be shown to you each and every time they get abused. Do you understand that? Do you understand that everything we have done bad, wrong, that we are going to relive that over and over and over and over again in hell? You see, when this life is over, I want this life to be over and I want to be on to the next good thing. So if I got to go through a little bit of extra prayer and a little more discipline, you see, my thing is I wasn't disciplined very much as a child. And so I had to come into my adult life being not that disciplined. But that's one thing about God. God is amazing, and he will give you the discipline you need, because quite honestly, I don't think my spiritual warfare would hit me this hard if I had a little more discipline. But I'm going to tell you, the devil is a cheater, and it doesn't matter to him. All that matters is him trying to stop you from doing what God needed you to do. I've been working on this for the last 4 years. I've been in transaction roughly about 9-10 years now. But for the last 3 or 4 years, I have been doing my chosen thing, knowing that I am chosen. But just when we get real close is when all heck breaks loose. You see, because the enemy, the hater, if you ever want to know what a hater is, let's read some stories in the Bible about the devil and the stuff that he does. That is the ultimate hater. Satan is the ultimate hater, him and his goons, because their loyalty is funny how they can have loyalty to someone that does not care about them. See, because after the devil finishes using you, he throws you away. Have you saw what's going on TV with Diddy? Yes. He is an example of a chosen one that has went left. That is what Diddler is. So that is an example of what happens when you take the bait. And number two is when the devil is done with you. You see, he leaves you for dead because he don't need you no more. He has no loyalty to no one but himself. Know that. The enemy only cares about his needs and what he wants done. And these ones that have loyalty to him, blind loyalty or whatever, oh, they're going to find out. Because at the end of the day, they are all going to be in the lake of fire where the enemy is trying to get us. Because whether we know it or not, if we don't do our assignment and get our assignment done, that is our destiny. Because there is no reason for us not to do it. But just know that the enemy is not going to make it easy. It's not going to make it a walk in the park. Right now, we need to be praying. We need to be repenting. We need to be, and I know family is the hardest to deal with, especially when you're a chosen one and God has created you to be the chain breaker, to break down centuries and centuries of curses and things that have happened. But just know the enemy days are numbered, and he knows this, and that is why he's doing everything in his power to sabotage us chosen ones. So please know that you do have help. Have a prayer line. It's not much. We can pray together, Bible study, whatever. But just know that you're not the only victim of Satan's sabotage. You have a blessed one. Stay in your Bible. Read the book of Enoch. Love y'all.